Brandeur's at it, everybody. I'm Larry Roberts.
And I'm Sarah Lucy, and this is Branded, your comprehensive guide to creative branding.
And on this amazing episode of the podcast, we have ourselves a guest, Daniel Den. We met at PodFest earlier this year, back in January of this year. And man, he blew me away with some of the ideas that he had. And although I didn't really get to dig into the conversation at the time, because, PodFest is a wild and crazy time. He did get my information and said he was going to send me a box. And I'm like, okay, cool, man. A box sounds great. Well, eventually the box showed up, I don't know, a week or 10 days after PodFest. And I was blown away. And you can see one there on Sarah's side of things. I've got mine here. It's Ideas That Influence, your step-by-step guide for discovering big, bold, and sticky marketing ideas. And Daniel's holding up a copy of the book that is also included in this box. But man, the book, that's just the surface. It blew me away when I got it. So we're going to talk to Daniel today, find out more about how he came up with these ideas that influence, how he came up with the idea for this box, and just share some stories of some out-of-the-box marketing ideas. Now, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Woo! Let's go! Thank you
so much. Bringing the energy.
Larry, you two are amazing. I'm so excited to be here and so glad that you two received the box. And yeah, it's been absolutely phenomenal, the feedback. And what I'm hoping that everybody that's listening today, I hope they walk away with at least 10 big ideas for brand activation. I think that's the key word today that I'm going to at least say a few times. I'm going to drop the word brand activation. Maybe we can start a counter. 1, 2, 3. Brand activation. That's right. Because a lot of times we sell products and services that kind of sit on people's shelves and that don't get talked about, and they get caught up in the clutter and everything that we do. My business partners and I, everything we do is all about breaking through that clutter. So, and that's another reason why you and I connected, Sarah and Larry, and Larry's got his book, and it's all about the same thing. Like, how can we stand out from the crowd, Mr. Red Hat, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have a red hat, but dude, you've got this box that, I mean, it made me feel a little simple, honestly, because I got this simple old red hat. That does the job, don't get me wrong. But man,
it's a great red hat.
It's an amazing hat. It's an amazing $6 unbranded flat-billed hat from Amazon, but it's so much more powerful than that $6 that I spent. But man, when I went through this box, there's just so much here. There's candy in the box. There's a variety of different sticky notepads in the box. There are multiple pens and markers in the box. There is a challenge coin. For those of you with maybe a military background, there's a challenge coin in the box. There are, I don't know how many, I didn't count them, but there are a bunch of balls in the box. There's all balls.
Let me freeze up.
Daniel put all his balls in the box.
They are balls.
There's a bunch of, look at all those balls. I've never
seen. This is not an explicit show.
But we're really pushing that balls analogy. But and then there's all kinds of, there's dice. I mean, what the heck, man? What is all this stuff? And how did you combine all of this to make this a very impactful idea generator?
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah and Larry. And not unlike what you two do with everything that you do, with all the brands you work with, and when you guys are trying to break through the noise, well, when you are successfully breaking through the noise at the events that you attend, I was sitting in Mexico, true story, between a couple of amazing people. There was one of my favorite couples in the world. They were sitting next to me to the right, the Latimers. If you've ever met Ashley and Josh Latimer, they were sitting to one side, and to my left, one of my great friends, Mark Stern. Mark Stern's talking about how he's been helping people with these boxes, and like it increases consumption, and like they're amazing and people love them, and it helps close high ticket sales. And then Ashley and Josh, they're talking about their journal, The Kid War Plan, and how differentiated it is and how it sells like hotcakes, and that people love it so much that they're having trouble keeping up with production. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was about to launch my book, Ideas That Influence, which is amazing. The content's so good. And people were like, yeah, the cover's really cool. And like, yeah, I would definitely pick that up. But at the same time, I was like, I'm the Be Different guy. Like, we teach the X Factor effect. Am I going to really launch my book like everybody else? And then it dawned on me, you know what? What if I launched the first 3+ shipping interactive book box experience? Because I was going to do a standard 3+ shipping book funnel. You've seen those. And it used to be a new thing, like back in 2014, like a 3+ shipping book funnel was like, holy smokes, it's 3+ shipping. And then everybody and their dog has a 3+ shipping book now. So it's like, how do I stand out amongst all the other 3+ shipping books? And I said, what if I create an amazing box experience that goes along with the book? And then I was like pretty much done writing the book, but I was like, hey, what if I make just a few modifications? And in certain sections of the book, I direct people to the box and have them open up certain experience envelopes that give them access to simple tools and gifts that help them come up with even more ideas, ideas that influence. And the purpose of the book, Ideas That Influence, by the way, so everybody's on the same page, it's a book that's about marketing. It's all about coming up with big, bold, sticky, and wildly successful marketing ideas. So I said, what if the book in and of itself is a big, bold, and wildly successful and sticky marketing idea? And I could do that if I turned it into more of an experience than just a book. So that's kind of where we went from there. And then lots of money later. Because it wasn't cheap.
Doesn't look it.
Lots of money later, something amazing was launched. So there we go. That's kind of the short story behind what we were thinking, at least.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how it's very much a kind of, not like, it's not do as I say, but it's do as I do. So instead of like, hey, here's some ideas that you can do, and I'm giving it to you in a very basic, it's a book, everyone has one format, it's I'm actually taking my own advice. And yeah, I think that's so key, because it just comes almost with like instant authority and instant credibility, because not only are you saying like, I know how to do this, you're like proving it right on the spot. And I thought it was really cool because it has like different envelopes that you open. It almost felt like a game of like Clue or like an escape room, and you get to this, okay, now open this envelope, and then you have to open this one. So that was really cool. But something you had mentioned that's really great is when you have these really big ideas that are very experiential, it leads to a lot of user-generated content. Yeah. So what has that been like? How has that impacted your brand when other people are getting your products and getting your book and they're actually sharing it for you without having to pay for promotion, without having to ask? Like, they're just putting all this out there for you.
Yeah, Sarah, that was like the big sigh of relief that came out at the end of this very expensive experiment was one out of every three of the buyers, not like people that I just like, was like, hey, like, I'm going to send one to my mother-in-law. Like, no, like the people that actually bought, one out of every three of them, without me asking, started to post about the box on social media in some way, shape, or form. That was unboxing videos, that was stories, that was comments, that was pictures, all of it, and testimonials as well. And I'm like, this is incredible. Like, when do you have a product or service where you can get, without people asking about it, one out of every three people talking about your product or service on social media? And I was like, this is like a dream come true. This is like, absolutely, this is good. This is good, right? And so then I started to break it down, because I was sitting down with Mark Stern. I was like, what did we do right? Like, how can we help people on the Branded podcast and in like at events, or, and like understand that when they add these experiential aspects to their products and services, it boosts the brand, boosts consumption, and it's a massive way to welcome people into your world and have them love you, because people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust, but they also want to do business with people that make them feel something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we kind of did is we kind of broke it down. We were like, oh, here are the things that we think that we did right. And what I kind of wanted to do, Sarah and Larry, was kind of like walk through these steps. There's things that I think we did right and we're partially right. But then Sarah and Larry, I think you two also have like different ideas and insights from all the brands that you've worked with like, oh, here's additional things that people can like grasp from this concept that they can apply into their own brands for their own brand activation. Was that the sixth time I said brand activation?
Well, I am, but you're doing a great job.
You say it as almost as much as we say authenticity and consistency on the show.
Authentic. There we go. Authenticity and consistency.
We say that so many times.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Like, let's dig into like some of those things that anyone can do for that brand activation.
100%, Sarah. Thank you. Yeah. And I don't want to scare anybody, because when I say it's expensive, it was expensive for us. Like, for others, other people, they may be like, ah, no, like that's like totally reasonable. 100%. But yeah, let's jump into some of the ways where you can get that brand activation. Number 8, there we go. Going inside of your business. The first thing that we noticed was we were following the concept that we teach, the X factor effect. And the X factor effect that we teach our customers, our clients, it's all about being different in a way that your customers love. And there's an easy way to fail at this. So for example, like, let's say I sell ice cream. All right. Everybody loves ice cream. Okay. Everybody loves ice cream. Let's say, oh, I need to do something different that will sell like crazy. And I'm like, let's put spaghetti on top of ice cream.
Whoa.
Oh, and Elf is on board.
Elf's on board. There you go. There you go. That's a good point. So, but for the most part, spaghetti on ice cream is like, is that like different in a way that your customers are going to love? Like, probably not. Like, if you ask a few people, would you even try this? Most of the time, you're going to be like, no, like, no, that's too different. It's not different in the right way. So we aim for things that are different in a way that your customers love. One of the best examples of this classic example, if you want to see the absolute best pitch of all time, 2009, when Steve Jobs introduced the first iPhone, I consider that the best sales pitch of all time. It was different in all the ways people wanted. He walked through all the logic behind how it's the 3-in-1 and it's got this and it's got that and it's touchscreen and we got rid of the buttons. And it was just incredible. And it was a sales pitch that ultimately sold hundreds of billions of dollars of product. So I consider that the best sales pitch of all time.
And I included that in my book as one of like the best of all time as well. It was it didn't just launch the iPhone, it launched like the brand. I think it was like almost like a rebirth of Apple just from that.
I included it in my book.
Did you?
Oh, well, now I feel like I missed out, because I don't think I included that pitch. But we can all agree it's like pretty much the best pitch of all time.
Yes.
It was different. And was it a roll of the dice? Well, yes and no, because there was enough R&D done and talking to people and understanding what the market wanted and then launching something completely different. But they knew that their dream customers were going to love it when they launched it. They knew people are going to want this, like without a doubt. And here's all the reasons why. And we talked to all these people and then we did all this R&D and then we invested in this and then we bought this technology and people are going to absolutely love it because they love X, Y, and Z already. And yeah, there was a bajillion reasons. And then compare that to spaghetti on top of ice cream, and it's night and day, the difference. So the trick is, be different in a way that your customers love. And I read a lot of business books. So for when it comes to the box, I'm like, if I have a business book and then I have an experience tied to it in some way, I already love reading business books, but I also love a great experience. So if that great experience can help me consume the book in a more enjoyable way, then obviously it's going to increase consumption, and we were right. So that was one of the big things that we kind of uncovered.
Yeah, well, let me just clarify. So you're telling me that if I read the book, it's going to walk me through all of the fun stuff in the box.
Yeah, you already opened up all the envelopes, so for you, it's probably going to work.
I did cheat,
because after our conversation a couple of weeks ago, I was like, well, I got to see what all this is about. So what you're telling me is that you created this book, and again, reading the book takes you through all of the different components that are in the box as well. So it's not just sitting here reading a book, it's experiencing the book and experiencing the branding and the brand activation that occurs while reading the book. Is that it?
Yeah.
It almost makes me think of like the Choose Your Own Adventure books back in like middle school. I don't know if I'm the only one who read those.
I love them. I'd go to the library and check out every one that was on the shelf.
And then I would cheat. I would be like,
go back, pick a new adventure.
I'm going back to page 34. That is not how I want this to end.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's really cool. I mean, we've talked about this in terms of the like events that we do, and when we're having like expo hall tables and booths at events, you have to do something that is A, experiential, and B, really connected to the audience. And that has been amazing with, like we talked about before, that user-generated content. We had an event that was very much like an older woman crowd. So we had a friendship bracelet making station, and everyone was posting their bracelets that they, we are about branding and your brand. So we let you put your own brand on a bracelet. So then they're posting pictures of the bracelets that they made and tagging us. So we got that content and they just loved it so much. And then with PodFest, we did the photo booth and our logo is on the photos. And so many people, that was the only picture they had of themselves from the whole event. Right. So when they want to post about PodFest, they posted the photo that we took for them in our photo booth that has our logo on it. So for like weeks after PodFest, we're seeing our logo showing up everywhere on social, because we really put that thought into what is this audience going to really enjoy? And then how can we have an aspect of it that goes beyond just that like one interaction?
And by we mean Sarah, because I hated all these ideas.
Yes.
All of these great ideas.
And they're amazing ideas. But at the same time, I was stuck in that old school mentality of really just putting our brand out there and try to make it look as professional as possible. And that is a very dated concept, but I'm also a very dated dude. So it worked out that way. But over the last year, I have seen the impact of experiential branding. And it makes all the difference in the world. Like Sarah said, man, we were at that one conference doing bracelets. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He didn't even want to be seen at the booth.
No, I didn't even want
to. He was like hiding.
No, I did not want to be. But I'm telling you, because people were able to get there and go through an experience and build something of their own and brand something of their own and make them not just for themselves, but for their kids and their grandkids. And then Sarah took it to the next level, and every other vendor that was in the house, she went through and got the name of each vendor, and she made a custom bracelet for every vendor in the house. And went booth to booth and gave the vendors their bracelets, and they are
buying. Bought- baggy with their business card. It was a business move.
Yeah, 100%. It wasn't just being friendly. She was being friendly, but that wasn't the only. It's like it was strategically friendly. Yeah, and it was just mind blowing, and that was a lesson for me in creating these experiences. And I'll tell you, somebody else that does it extremely well is Mopod. And I don't know if you got with the Mopod guys at PodFest, but they had a very experiential, man, that's a big word that I've used multiple times here, booth at PodFest as well, where they had like a beach scenario set up. And they may have been handing out very expensive liquor as well, which was not was against the rules. But they created an experience for everybody. And they, guess what? they put butts in seats and they got people in their booths and they sold their product by creating a memorable experience for everybody that came by there. And that's exactly what your box does. And even if you do cheat the way I cheated, it's still just awesome. I mean, I just love every aspect of it. And I'll never forget, you know, sending this box to the house and then opening it up and seeing how amazing it really is, because it created something. I mean, I spent, even though cheating, I probably spent 30 minutes going through each envelope and, you know, reading everything that's in the envelopes and then trying to figure out why all those balls were in there.
He was texting me like, wait, there's bouncy balls.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bouncy balls. But if I'd read the book while I went through this, I'd understand the application of said balls.
I thought there was a lie until we read it.
Sometimes I'm too honest. But
I'm still waiting.
Somebody randomly sends you a book. Sometimes it gets read, but with a low chance. What I found is the box is so experiential to the people on my Dream 100 where I've sent the box to. I'm getting a lot of them coming back to me and saying, wow, like, this was incredible. And like, I just finished reading the book. Like I had to read the book because all this really cool stuff. And then I've had other people say, I haven't started reading the book yet, but it's sitting on my shelf. And the box and the mug that it comes with and the envelope, like, it's taunting me. It's like, read me.
Oh, I got to tell you, too, the thing that got me the most, and I thought this was personalized.
Is it the Batman?
Yeah, it's the Batman folder, okay? And I thought this was personalized because anybody that knows me knows I am a bat freak. My whole studio, out of purview of everyone, is Batman. I have a life-size Joker that's busting out of the wall in front of me, like three-dimensionally coming at me. I've got all the major Batman Lego sets, from the Batmobile from 89 to the Batwing and everything in between over here on my Lego station that's all Bat. So when I saw this Batman folder and I opened it up and saw the Rogue gallery that we have here, I was like, hey, this dude really put in a lot of work to make this custom for me. But then Sarah kind of rained on my parade a little bit. Goes, no, I got the Batman folder too. I was like, oh, damn. Yeah. But it was
super. See, now you know how it feels when you say better now that I'm talking to you. When you say that to me, knowing that you say it to everyone you ever speak to. So, you know how it feels.
I got you.
You know how it feels.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the box, but there's all these other little goodies that are in here too. And Daniel, you mentioned the mug. I got to ask though. You know, you say it was a very expensive experiment later. I mean, most folks don't have the budget to do this. I mean, this box, you know, I look at it and, I mean, I don't know, and I'm not asking you to divulge the cost of the box, but I know it's got to be up there per box. And most of the folks that listen to Branded probably don't have the budget to do something this extensive. What is something that you think that how can people come up with ideas that they can afford that would be just as experiential and just as impactful?
Yeah, I think you said you wanted them to walk away with 10 things. So, like, let's make a list.
Yeah, let's just give them one.
Hey, you said 10. That wasn't my number.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with one.
Well, people might already have 10 of their own ideas from this. But so with the whole concept, so your biggest bang for your buck is, and I'll run through these elements pretty fast. So sticky elements. So, for example, the Batman folder, sticky. The light bulb inside of the box, sticky. So, what you guys did at PodFest with the balloons, and so I was hanging out with Nin, if you're listening, shout out to you. Her and I were walking around, and we took our picture together, and Nin, and I, we both posted our picture from Branded to social media, and it was because it was a really cool sticky moment for the event for us, because
literally because we printed them on sticker paper.
But that and then the balloons, like, we had them perfectly flying through the air, and we had our cool glasses on with the cool Branded background. It was one of the most sticky things that happened, meaning it stuck in our minds. Like, I still, like, in my mind, I'm visualizing the photo that was taken at your booth.
Sure.
Because I posted it on social media. Like I can still visually see what the what it looked like. Sticky. So can you have sticky elements that are low cost? What Brandon did at Podfest and at other events with their photo booth, it's very sticky and low cost. So low cost that when I tried to take the glasses from Sarah and walk off with them, Sarah says, "No, those are our glasses."
Hey, bro, we're on a budget.
Okay. But also, within the first like 5 minutes of us opening the booth, someone stole our workbook because we have our DIY Podcast Lodge workbook. And it's like a $20 book. And we had one on the table because we couldn't get them like printed in time to take them with us. So we just had one on the table as an example and then a QR code to scan to buy it. And within 5 minutes, it was gone. So it was a little PTSD response of like, stop taking my stuff.
But hopefully somebody worked through the workbook and launched an amazing podcast.
Whoever stole it, we want credit.
Yeah.
You better sign up and get branded services. Whoever stole it.
Or just Venmo us $20, you know.
That would work too, yeah.
So the thing here is, how can you have sticky elements with whatever you're doing that's like low cost? Like there are ways to do it. Like stand out. Like what are the low cost ways? Intrigue, right? So I have there's a secret envelope inside of the box. Now that in that secret envelope, it was a little bit pricey. What we did in the secret envelope, because you know we kind of overdid it. But if you have a secret envelope, creates intrigue and it's part of the experience. And even if it's just like a QR code to a video that they watch when they open the envelope, like that's low cost, right? Or maybe you have something lumpy in there that's low cost, you know, little maybe
balls,
plastic, yeah, whatever it is. how can you create intrigue? How can you turn it into a gift? One of the biggest things that we did for ourselves with this is we were like, okay, people buy marketing books for themselves and people love buying gifts for themselves. So how can we turn this whole box experience into a gift people buy for themselves? You're already buying marketing books all day, every day. So I have this one also, and it's a box with a bunch of surprises. So how can you turn whatever your product or service is or a version of your product or service into something that's kind of like a gift, right?
And add that little like dopamine hit.
Exactly. Because there's Dan Kennedy talked about it. The simple fact that it's a box. If you have something in a box, it's a dopamine hit. Because we are conditioned as children on Christmas Day to open up boxes and presents. And so anything that's just in a box, opening a box is a dopamine hit. And that's why unboxing videos sometimes get millions of views, because you watching an unboxing video is also a dopamine hit. So how can you turn it into a box / gift / have that intrigue, have those experiential elements, but you're not saying that everything that's in the box. You're keeping some intrigue in there. There's surprises in there because it is an experiential gift that people are buying for themselves.
Yeah. I recall a really popular video from SNL. It was something in a box, but it really gave an extreme dopamine hit when people saw what was in the box.
And not an explicit show.
I
don't know what it was in the box, but it was some. I don't know.
Oh, it's the old person memory. It's fine. Youngins remember.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't. Something.
Was that like Justin Timberlake?
It was Justin Timberlake.
Making a comeback. NSYNC is back. Like, Backstreet was just back, and NSYNC is back. So
Backstreet's back. All right. All right. Well, Daniel, man. This episode is getting off the rails. Tell us where people can find more information about you, find more information about your book and the box and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I would do you a disservice, you as a listener, to not help you understand the big picture. So big picture is pretty simple. And if you ever are thinking about doing something like this, you know, reach out to me, reach out to Mark Stern. That's not my business, but I can tell you what we did. And our cost was $45 a box. And the way this works is pretty simple. So we blow people's minds on the front end. We have a brand experience. And then if we can get one or two people out of every 100 to join a mentoring program or a mastermind program, then the whole funnel works because you have something on the back end that funds your front end loss. Mm-hmm. This is a loss leader. This is, you know, the 2-for-1 special that brought people into the door.
So you have to spend money to make money.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it comes to logic, it's, hey, lots of people save their best stuff for last. And usually when you flip that with your marketing funnels and inside of your brands and you put your best stuff on the front end and blow people's minds, then they want to stick around because you've impressed the heck out of them. Because like, if you want to see what we did with everything, if you want some big ideas, if you want to experience ideas that influence for yourself, which is going to give you tons of big ideas for your brand so that you can work with Sarah and Larry and help explode your brand even more, then if you go to bigideasbox.com, then it's free. I give away the box for free. It's free plus shipping. You just pay shipping and handling. And I send out the whole box experience to you for free. And that's our big, bold, wildly crazy, and cross our fingers, wildly successful idea for what we did with our book, Ideas That Influence.
Well, man, again, I'm still blown away by this whole thing. And I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about it and kind of laying the foundation of how other folks can find big ideas for themselves, you know, even with if you're on a budget. So I think that's been really, really good. I love it. Again, I wish I hadn't spoiled it. I wish I could go and read the book and work through it. But
I plan to. I haven't had time.
Of course, Sarah.
Now it's too late. You can't read the book now. You spoiled the.
Fine. I guess I won't.
But anyways, Daniel, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, everybody, if you found some value in this episode, do us a favor. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so we can continue to bring you these experiential episodes of the
Brand Attribution.
One last time.
I think that was 11. So let's just begin an even dozen. Hopefully this will help you activate your brand with a little brand activation. So that was super redundant. But anyway, with that, I'm Larry Roberts.
And I'm Sarah Lucy. We'll talk to you next week.